بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters in faith all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Quran and Today's Life. As you might have already been following these series of programs, we are discussing some issues and concepts from a Quranic perspective. In fact, we are catching some information from instructions and teachings of the Holy Book of Allah, Al-Quran. In our recent discussions, we have some, alhamdulillah, deep discussions on the concept of death, the light, the life after death, and also the angels of death, the process of death, and the quality of taking soul. The last issue that we discussed was concerning the grave pressure, or what is famous as Fashar al-Qabr. Can you please elaborate on this issue and tell us what are the reasons and the causes of such a pressure?
The day that John was born, the day that he dies, the moment he dies, and the moment he will be revived on the day of judgment, all these three points in his life, in this journey of life, are peaceful and full of peace for him. Islamic exegesis says that, according to this verse, we can understand that these three points in the life are very crucial and important moments. The time that the person is being born from the mother's body into this life, mm-hmm. and the second stage, in fact, is a time that a person leaves this world, in fact, the womb of this world, and enters into a bigger, a greater life, which is the intermediary life, or Alamul Barzakh, the purgatory. And the third stage is the, in fact, leaving Barzakh and entering the Alamul Ghiyamah, the day of judgment. So these three moments are very important. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is here in this verse is about to say that John alayhi salam, Yahya alayhi salam, is peaceful, and there is peace for him in these three moments. In fact, this is one of the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for him. It shows that this is difficult for people, that Allah says for John, it is peaceful. When we go to ahadiths, we find some ahadiths that focus on this pressure of the grave. But when you put all this together, and also other teachings of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt, you find out that, you know, the essence of man is his soul, and the body is just like some cloth for the soul. It is some instruments for the soul. And at the time of death, when the soul leaves the body, the body is the relation is connected. Is disconnected, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu yatawaffa al-anfusa hina mawtaha. Tawaffi in Arabic literature means that when you take something completely and thoroughly. Mm-hmm. For example, if you lend a person some money, and at the time that you
take it back,
you take all the money back. Mm-hmm. Not part of it. When you take all the money back, so you can use the word and the verb tawaffi here. You can say waffaytu or tawaffaytu, I took all the money. Right. I took all of that. Allah says, in fact, tawaffi is used for the soul. In fact, it is about to say that all of you is your soul. Everything of you is your soul. Body is not that important. Mm-hmm. Whatever is important, your essence, is your soul.
And the whole essence is kept.
Is taken by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, when it is talking about the grave, it's not about this physical grave that the body is laid in. It is speaking about, in fact, because usually the life of Barzakh starts when, especially in the past, when the person died, they usually and immediately they buried the person, because the life of Barzakh and this intermediary life starts usually with putting the body in the grave. Yeah. In a metaphorical form, it is called Alamul Qabr, the life of grave. But it is not grave.
Does Barzakh start from the point that people in fact bury the person in the grave, or the time that he dies?
No, at the time that the soul is taken.
Soul is taken, yeah.
Because there are some people that their body never is buried. Maybe it is burned, maybe they put it in the sea, for example, mm-hmm. or wild animals.
So the very time that the soul is disconnected with the body.
Yeah. The moment that the soul is taken, so in fact, it is taken to the purgatory, to the intermediary life.
True.
But I told you, because usually they put the body in the grave, because of this, to make it more tangible for people, this life, it is called the life of grave. It is a kind of metaphorical form in this term. So if it is speaking about the pressure of grave, it doesn't mean that the body in the grave will be subject to pressure. It is talking about the kind of pressure that the soul will tolerate. Mm-hmm. But what is the essence of this?
So it is not the physical body that
it's not the physical body. No, but the body is, I told you that the relation is disconnected, and whatever is there is the soul itself.
True.
Of course, the soul has a kind of attention to his body, no doubt about it. That's why we have these orders to go and to visit the shrines, for example, of great people. It means that they have such kind of attention to their grave. But it doesn't mean that, in fact, there is such a thing, as such a reality as the grave, as the body in the grave. No, that is some bunch of flesh and bones, nothing more than that. But because the person used to, in fact, live with this body, there is a kind of attachment to the body. And even when the person leaves the body, somehow he is worried about the body, what happens to it. When mm-hmm. the person looks at the body, that's why we have the order to respect the body of a corpse of a mu'min.
One more question. Is this body the same body that would be covered and, in fact, by the soul in the hereafter, not in the barzakh life, in the hereafter, in the qiyamah, since we believe that qiyamah is a physical and spiritual life. Mm-hmm. Is it the same body which is, for example, in the grave?
This is a very extensive question, and it was a matter of discussion between the scholars. In the previous time, they used to believe that this is the same body. Mm-hmm. And when the body is scattered, once again, the cells will be gathered together. But we have some theologians in the recent era of Islamic, schools, they believe that, it is not necessarily needed to be that body. Mm-hmm. What is important is the soul, which is there, and the soul will be presented by a body, because they believe that there is jism, there is body, but it is not maddi, it is not physical. It is not from the material that we have in this world.
Okay, so the kind of material differs.
In fact, there is a body, but with different material. Mm-hmm. So they have some arguments that they say it is a different body. At the same time, we have a rivaya that says when you look at the person, you know him. In fact, if you have seen the person in the life, in this world, mm-hmm. you can identify the person there.
Yeah.
It seems like the body that the person had in this life, but of course with its own kind of being that is on the day of judgment. So there are these two ideas about the body.
Exactly.
So we were talking about the pressure of the grave. I told you that when you're talking about the pressure, it is on the soul, but what kind of a pressure is that, and what is the, in fact, the reality of this pressure? This is not something that we can understand it. Mm-hmm. Maybe it is something like, for example, I don't know, we can't 100% say, but sometimes, you have some pressures on your soul. For example, something happens, or a person loses a beloved one. You see, a very heavy, pain in the heart. So the spiritual pains even can be more difficult to tolerate than the physical ones. So it has its own essence in the spiritual life. I mean, it happens to the soul, and because we are not that ever about the how being of the soul.
www.voiceislam.com